Montreal is in a housing crisis. Rents are skyrocketing, vacancy is low in all but the most expensive builds, and the city is looking at what land can be used for new housing. One of the places they're looking is the future home of more than 12,000 units, is a mostly industrial zone off the St. Lawrence River, called Bridge Bonaventure. Nestled in between the high-priced Old Port and condo-heavy Griffintown, but also Point St. Charles, a historically working-class community with a third of its housing off the private market. That community has had their eye on Bridge Bonaventure for years. As development opens up, they're still fighting to shape the way it and the city gets developed.
What we hope is everything. What we're afraid of is a lot.
For the last 3 years, Simon Paquette has been working with the community in the Point to shape the city's master plan for Bridge Bonaventure as development lead at Action Gardien, the umbrella organization of community groups in Point St. Charles. They've mobilized pointers in citizen-led urban planning, in protests, and in the city's own consultation process. The result is a master plan from the City of Montreal with some steps toward affordable housing.
One of the things that we're happy about is that we're going to have 40% of out-of-the-market housing in all of the projects in the Point, so on private lands.
First of all, in Point Saint-Charles, we have a strong and old tradition of community involvement. It appears to be really important for us to have our own, well, locally controlled developer.
This is Gabrielle Sevigny, a Point Saint-Charles resident and one of the co-founders of Point Commun, a social housing promoter created by and for the people of the Point.
While we saw, Griffintown was developing, we're looking from our side of the canal, oh my God, no, we don't want this kind of development here.
Right now, the group is working with private real estate developer Broccoli and public housing group Bâtir Son Quartier as a social promoter of the sector's first housing project. It's two 20-story towers of just under 400 units each at the intersection of Bridge, Wellington, and St. Patrick Streets in an area called the Northern Triangle. One of the towers will have private market units. The other will have a mix of social and affordable units with a possible rent subsidy from the province.
This is probably the new way of developing of the promoters, Now, actually, nobody can afford to buy a unit in pre-vente, Nobody can pay for that. Nobody can end up for having a condo before even that it is built. So now developers are relying on social programs.
Sevigny says the project is a test of a few new development mechanisms. One is an incentive-based zoning that lets private developers build higher towers in exchange for including social and affordable units. That's at the city planning level. Provincial policy is also shaping the development, so that some of the off-market units are actually what's now called intermediate affordable. That's a new category introduced under the Programme d'habitation abordable du Québec, also known as the FAC, that increases the rent threshold for what kind of affordable housing can qualify for a provincial designation and provincial funding to a level that housing groups like the Frappe Rousset is affordable in name only. Point Commun is also critical of this new category, but they say it's one of the trade-offs they've had to make.
I think we can do something nice, but we have to explain and be transparent on the nice sides and maybe the sides that we still need to fight for.
Action Gardien hosted last week's open house not just to tell the neighborhood what's happening, but also to come together on what the Point should keep fighting for. A new high school, more traffic reduction measures, but also just more land. Point Commun's project is on private land, but Paquette told CKT
there are lots of public land in this area, which is owned by the Canada Lands Company. And we always wanted it all. So we want a whole land to be ceded to the community for collective needs. The problem is that for the moment, they only promised half of it to be ceded to the community. So the gain is that the first phase will be 100% nonprofit, that's very good, but the second phase cannot be 100% for profit since it's a public land and owned by a public organization.
Point Commun has its eyes on some of that land too. And after a year in operation, they're finally hiring a paid staffer, putting them in a better position to acquire and develop some of that land with the community in mind. And 7E says they'll keep pushing so that any projects they're part of, whether fully public or a public-private mix, keep the realities and the needs of tenants front and center.
We like to say that we're developing what I call in French milieu de vie complet, a complete neighborhood. So you can live in dignity and good condition, not only having a place where to sleep. It's more than that. It's a community.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bugel with the Local Journalism Initiative.